Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. AEW Dark Elevation starts with Julia Hart defeated AB Jane, making her AEW debut. She has appeared before in Impact. The new Julia Hart here gets the win with the split-legged bulldog. Anthony Ogogo defeats Goldie by knockout with his pop-up right hook. Konosuke Takeshita defeated Rhett Titus. Titus, you know from Ring of Honor as well as other independents, making his official AEW debut here. But Takeshita wins with a running high knee. This is actually a pretty good match here. Definitely check it out. Somebody else from the Ring of Honor alumni, Cheeseburger, here. Looks like he has officially dropped the world-famous CB name. Going by Cheeseburger once again, gets the loss here to Tony Nese. But Cheeseburger does get a big reaction from the crowd, as they were in Philadelphia. Cheeseburger gets a bunch of offense in, but Nese stops him and wins with the running knees. Willow Nightingale gets a very quick win here over Gia Scott with a sit-out gut wrench powerbomb to get her first win in AEW. So hopefully we'll see a little bit of a push behind Willow Nightingale and possibly a contract to AEW. Max Caster defeated Zach Clayton. Caster's freestyle mentions Amber Heard and Pauly D from the Jersey Shore, as Clayton has that connection. But Caster gets the pin quickly with the mic drop. Anna Jay and Chris Statlander defeated Nyla Rose and Emi Sakura. Fun match here with Statlander pinning Sakura after the Night Fever. I was under the impression that Statlander was kind of turning heel here, but it's kind of weird to see her kind of babyface it up with Anna Jay and this tag team. We have Dark Order's Evil Unos, Duke Grayson, John Silver, Alex Reynolds, Allen Five Angels, and Ten defeated Anthony Bennett, Corey Mishaw, Mike Law, Jaden Velo, Eli Isom, and Brett Waters in this 12-man tag. Anthony Bennett, you'll remember from the Cruiserweight Classic, and Eli Isom, another Ring of Honor alumni. And this could possibly be Stu Grayson's last match. I'm not sure if he did anything with the Dark tapings recently in Universal, but there is a word that his contract has ended in AEW. But this match ends extremely quick here, a little over a minute, with Allen Five Angels pinning Bennett after a frog splash. We go to Tuesday's AEW Dark. This is the first set of matches from the recent Universal tapings. John Silver defeated Ryan Nemeth. Nemeth sporting this new green or blue hairstyle that Taz and Excalibur kept arguing over what the color is. John Silver gets the pin after a spin doctor. The Varsity Blondes defeated the Workhorsemen. Griff Garrison gets the pin on Anthony Henry after a couple double team moves, and then Julia Hart just sat there on the steps the whole time on commentary. And the commentary and the team didn't even acknowledge her. Then after the match, Tony Schiavone gets a word with the Varsity Blondes, where Brian Pillman Jr. says that Julia Hart does have a dark side, and the House of Black couldn't take her in, and if they want to get her, they can come and get her, as they show a graphic that the Varsity Blondes will be calling out the House of Black on Dynamite. So he made the threat, so I'm pretty sure the House of Black will come out and get her on Dynamite. We'll see that. Shawn Spears defeated Lord Crew. Spears didn't have his elaborate artsy style of entrance here, his Chicago Broadway entrance with the chair and everything. He just kind of comes out here and gets the pin easily after the C4. Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs defeated Teriyaki and Jay Lucas. Taz, of course, loved that Teriyaki name. Not sure if he's related to Terror Rising. But Starks gets the pin on Lucas after a spear. Julia Hart, showing her new aggressive style, gets a win over JC Love with a head scissors. QT Marshall has a promo backstage where he says that next week the Factory will challenge wrestlers from the LA Dojo. So pretty cool to see some New Japan Pro Wrestling strong representation on this show. Tony Nese defeated Leon Ruffin, the former Leon Ruff from NXT, making his AEW debut. He looked pretty impressive here, using his quickness as always on the ropes, but Nese ends him with a running Nese to get the win and to get his record up. And Helico defeated Yuri Uemura. Speaking of New Japan Pro Wrestling strong, Uemura comes from there. He is making his AEW debut here, and this match was very good. Definitely check it out. Very competitive, but Helico gets the submission win with the Navarro death roll. Dante Martin defeated Invictus Cash with a nosedive, as it looks like Dante Martin is back to his singles run. Not sure what's going on with Darius, but it looks like he might be out with injury. I'm not too sure. I know I saw a couple pictures and rumblings, but it looks like Dante is back to being solo. After the match, Schiavone announces that Dante Martin will take on Rey Fénix in an Owen Hart Foundation qualifier on Dynamite. I'm sure that will be awesome. And then Martin says that he won't take it a light on Fénix, even though he's proud to be his first opponent back from his injury. And in the main event here, Tony Storm defeated Diamante. Very good match here, with Storm winning with the Storm Zero. We go to NXT UK. Nigel McGuinness returns in person to commentary here for the first time since pre-pandemic. And we start with Mark Andrews and Wild Boar defeated Primate and T-Bone in symbiosis, with Andrews pinning T-Bone after a shooting star press and some failed interference from Eddie Dennis. Wild Boar attacks Dennis after and chases him around, and this was actually Andrews' first match back from his his injury back in November of 2021. Robert Stone, or Mr. Stone, cuts a quick promo backstage, hyping up Von Wagner. We then see Mustache Mountain arriving to the arena as Tyler Bate looks a little bit upset at Trent Seven's win-at-any-cost attitude recently. Before they say that they're going to go to Sid Scala to find some more competition, we see Eddie Dennis running backstage from Wild Boar. He runs to Sid Scala for some help. Scala's solution is that we will see Dennis and Boar in a dog collar match with Symbiosis banned from ringside. Zaya Brookside gets a win over Angel Hayes with a roll-up after Hayes gets distracted by Eliza Alexander, who jumped on the apron. After the match, Brookside and Alexander attack Hayes until a male comes out for the save. A-Kid interrupts Charlie Dempsey backstage and asks for a rematch and says that he thinks that his heritage will make him say yes. Sid Scala announces the newest acquisition to NXT UK in 2.0's Damon Kemp, the brother of Bobby Stevenson, who you've seen on Level Up. He said he's excited to be here, and then he gets interrupted by Johnny Saint, who welcomes him aboard. So I'm not sure if this is like an official transition to NXT UK for Kemp or not, but we shall see. Speaking of 2.0, Von Wagner comes out here for his NXT UK debut and defeats Saxon Huxley. Huxley was competitive here, but Wagner gets the win after a Death Valley driver. Then Wagner cuts a quick promo after saying that this is the first man to fall, and nobody has ever seen anyone like him before. This is Von Wagner's world, and we're just living in it. We get this like press conference style presentation for Gallus, where Wolfgang says that Gallus is united and stronger than ever, and Gallus is fine. And this happens to everybody. They're just having a bad day, and they're starving for more success before ending it. We get a promo from that masked man from last week who confronted Kenny Williams, and they say that his name is Tiger Turan, and he'll be debuting next week. Isla Dawn versus Michael Satomura, the World of Darkness match, will also be next week, and we have announced that Lash Legend will appear on Noam Dar's Supernova Sessions. Sid Scala and Johnny Saint are in the ring for the main event segment, a contract signing between Isla Dragunov and Jordan Devlin in 2 weeks on the NXT UK episode 200 for the UK Championship. They go back and forth talking trash a little bit, and then Dragunov says, let's raise the stakes a little bit and suggest that the loser of this match will have to leave NXT UK. Devlin accepts, and they make it official. Devlin goes to headbutt Dragunov, but it stops short, and Dragunov hits first and attacks Devlin, setting a table in the corner, but Devlin uses Scala as a shield and then suplexes Dragunov through the table to end the segment. Interesting stipulation here, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. I'm going to assume that Dragunov gets the win here, and Devlin, I guess, makes his way over to 2.0. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but we'll see. Impact Wrestling, this is the show after the Rebellion pay-per-view. We have Vincent defeating Crazy Steve with the Red Rum on Before the Impact. Violent by Design come out to start the show, and they talk about how they beat all the tag teams of Rebellion, and they'll forever be the tag team champions. They get interrupted by Rhino and Heath, as Rhino says they have unfinished business and they want those tag titles, but they get interrupted by the Briscoes, who say that everywhere they go, they win titles, and it won't be any different here. Eric Young tells the Briscoes and Heath and Rhino to settle this, and whoever wins this match, they will see them. As the Briscoes make their Impact TV debut here, defeating Heath and Rhino, Mark Briscoe gets the pin on Rhino after the Froggy Bow. Real exciting matchup here, and it's announced that the Briscoes will challenge Violent by Design for the tag titles at Under Siege on May 7th, which I will have a report on PulseWrestling.com. Moose interrupts Scott D'Amore and says that he's upset that Alexander gets months to prepare for a rematch, while Moose only gets days with tonight's match. D'Amore says that the winner of this will get to main event Under Siege with a hand-picked opponent from himself, and Moose says he doesn't care about that. He just wants to get his title back. We get another Pulp Fiction Tarantino-style coming soon video, who we can only assume is for Sami Callihan. Bhupinder Gujjar defeated VSK with a gargoyle spear from the middle rope. Raj Singh and Shera come to the ring after to get in Gujjar's face as they take out VSK. Gia Miller interviews new X Division champion Ace Austin, who said that after he won the title all by himself without the help of Madman Fulton. He's Trey Miguel's biggest weakness, and then Rocky Romero interrupts him and says that he might be able to put a word in him for the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Best of Super Juniors, which it was announced that Ace Austin is a part of, so that should be pretty exciting. We end up seeing Romero and Austin setting up a match for next week as well. Mike Bailey tries to shake Austin's hand, but he walks away, and then Steve Macklin cuts a quick promo saying that he should be the handpicked opponent for the world title at Under Siege. Honor No More's Eddie Edwards, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett defeated Mike Bailey and the Motor City Machine Guns. This match was fast and wild as expected. Maria Kanellis and Kenny King get involved a bit, resulting in Edwards hitting the diehard driver on Bailey with super kicks from Taven and Bennett for the pin. For Bennett to get the pin. And Alex Shelley and Bailey have a little bit of miscommunication and a shouting match after the match. It was later announced that they will have a match at Under Siege. After this, though, the Bullet Club come out and they start brawling with Honor No More, including taking out Kenny King with the Magic Killer. Looks like this might be the last, though, that we see of the Good Brothers, for the time being at least, as they are over in New Japan now. Josh Alexander gets interviewed backstage and says that tonight he will shut up Moose for good, and whoever he faces at Under Siege, he'll be ready for them. The new Reina de Reinas champion, Taya Valkyrie, comes out to the ring and talks about how for the last last year she lost her passion and her creativity was being held captive, talking about her time in NXT. But now she's back in Impact, and she knows who the hell she is. And as she was talking about being the champ, Deonna Purrazzo jumps her from behind, puts her in an armbar. Rosemary and Havoc come out to stop her, but then Rosemary and Taya have a little bit of a stare down. But they get interrupted by Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans, which bleeds into the next match, which is Havoc and Rosemary defeated Tasha Steelz and Savannah Evans, where Havoc pins Evans after Rosemary hits Evans with a spear. We go backstage with an All About Me segment with The Influence, where they talk about getting rid of Caleb with a K, as well as The Inspiration, as they now are officially gone from Impact. But the lights go off, only to reveal that Giselle Shaw is in there, and her and Tennille Dash will get into a little scuffle before Madison Rayne makes a match between them for next week. Vincent cuts a promo backstage on behalf of PCO ahead of his Monsters Ball match next week against Jonah, as PCO just screams Jonah's name. In the main event here, a rematch from Rebellion for the Impact World title, Josh Alexander defeats Moose with the C4 spike, and then after the match, Tomohiro Ishii comes out to go face-to-face with Alexander to send the show off, as it's revealed that he is the hand-picked opponent for Alexander at Under Siege. NWA USA has Camille defeated Caitlin Alexis. Alexis has appeared on AEW Dark before, and she is what they call the hula hooping wrestler, so she legit uses a hula hoop in her match as a weapon, but it is not enough as Camille beats her with the spear. Gags the Gimp, the world-famous Gags the Gimp here, defeats Jamie Stanley and Casey Rocks with Gimp pinning Rocks after an inverted DDT. Still not sure who this guy is. Tom Latimer cuts a promo saying that he wants a challenge for the national championship. And speaking of the national championship, Jack Danes defends it against Marche Rocket, winning with a lariat. We go to NWA Power, starts with an odd segment with Aaron Stevens talking about how he is thinking about retiring, and then he just announces he is retiring. And then we see Mae Valentine starts crying, so Stevens is a little taken aback by this, so he kind of starts flirting with her. So I'm not sure if this is a legit retirement or not, and then they talk about going to Brazil together. But then Steven kind of flips like a Moon Knight style and says that, never mind, he's just going to go by himself. So a little weird segment here. Nick Aldis defeated Mike Bennett by submission with the Cloverleaf. Matt Cardona has a quick interview where he says he doesn't care if Nick Aldis wants a title shot. He needs to get in the back of the line. The Fixers defeated the Rude Dudes in a no disqualification match with Wrecking Ball Ligurski pinning Stanley after a splash. Mims defeated Tyrus in a slam challenge. On the third attempt, Mims ducked a clothesline attempt from Tyrus and slams him in 47 seconds to get the win here. And then he attacks the rest of Idolmania Sports Management, who were ringside. After this, Tyrus gets in the mic and says that Mims cheated and he will never get a title shot for the TV championship. Matt Taven cuts a promo saying that he will challenge Judas next week on his journey to get a number one contenders match for the NWA World title. And then Genocide says that she'll face Kylan King and Chelsea Green in a triple threat number one contenders match to determine the number one contenders for the NWA Women's title. Billy Corgan, who was on commentary all night, says that he has some news, and he makes a match for next week with Harry Smith, Doug Williams, and Nick Aldis versus the Cardonas. And in the main event, Mickey James defeated Kenzie Page, and Angelina Love was on commentary for this match, reuniting the beautiful people with Velvet Sky. James wins with a Mickey DDT in a really good match here, where Page hung in there the entire match and gave Mickey a tough match. We go to NXT Level Up. Damon Kemp defeats Dante Chen with a running power slam. He continues on his winning streak here as Chen continues on a losing streak. Ariana Grace defeated Amari Miller. Grace is Bianca Carelli, the daughter of Santino Marella, making her wrestling debut here. She has appeared on NWA and Power before in the past, so it's not her first match. Miller is making her return after 2 months off from an injury. And she's also making her Level Up debut. She was putting in most of the offense, but then Grace kind of rolls over for the pin at the end in what was considered an upset. Andre Chase defeated Quincy Elliott. Both Chase and Elliott had the crowd behind them. Elliott had a lot of offense. He was having real fun with the crowd here, but Chase hits a body slam for the pin as they called back to Andre and Hulk with this. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong had the DKC defeated Kevin Knight by submission. Mascara Dorada defeated TJP. Dorada making his Strong wrestling debut here in the rematch from the finals of the Cruiserweight Classic. Dorada gets a pin with the Dorada screwdriver in a real good 10-minute match here, and then TJP attacks him after the match and takes off his mask. And Jay Lethal defeated Ren Narita. Really good ending sequence back and forth here until Lethal hit the Lethal Injection for the win, leaving Ren Narita real bloody. On WWE Main Event, Liv Morgan defeated Nikki Ash with Oblivion, and the Street Profits defeated Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. The WWE Network editions of the week were an episode of ICW Fight Club, WXW Inner Circle 11, and Progress Wrestling Chapter 132. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.